Hey, welcome to the Mead House. Jeff here, Chris over here.
Wow, I'm enjoying the cold weather, but I wish it'd stop dipping every once in a while.
I mean, the back and forth.
It's more warm than cold at the moment. I say at the moment because it's still early March.
I mean, yeah, every day is like a coin flip.
Yeah.
Is it going to suck? Is it going to be okay?
And, yeah, dress for the weather. I hate that phrase. Hate that phrase.
Have a hoodie in your trunk and hope that it's not cold when you need it.
Yeah. It's not super cold yet. Anyway.
How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. It's been a pretty good week. Plenty of things I'm trying to get done, and you know, somehow, you know, I mentioned I'm retired, but I'm busier than ever, and I don't understand how that worked.
I mean, I have a feeling when I finally retire, it's going to be much of the same. Whatever my hobbies are going to keep me so busy that, you know, once I get to the point where I have free time, actual having free time will drive me fucking nuts. So
I've never had the free time, so it didn't really matter.
You know, yeah, novelty is interesting.
Yeah,
but hey, you know,
in theory, it sounds great.
I got to spend all morning picking up chicks. Not only did my wife not mind, she was actually pleased with the results.
Yeah, so she put one of them in her own coat.
We're talking about baby chickens.
Yeah, baby chickens.
Yeah,
baby chickens.
It's that time of year.
Yeah. So they're adorable, like a day old.
Yeah, no, we got them from the farm store, so they got mailed to the farm store at one day old, and they're probably 2 day old now. So
yeah,
just tiny little beepy little things that are cute as all get out, and
yeah, they're adorable.
So yeah, thank you guys for tuning in, listening week after week while we talk about stupid stuff like the weather and
chickens,
things that burn your mouth, and you know, all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah,
because apparently that's just what podcasters do. At least these two podcasters.
Yeah, at least these two podcasters.
We appreciate it. We love interacting with you guys, whether it's on Facebook or through the email info@themeadhouse.com, or you know, the number of other places I keep saying I should make for us, like Instagram or Blue Sky or Mastodon.
Yeah, we are on a lot of streaming sites.
We are on a lot of streaming sites. You can find us on basically everything. That I need to see if we're on Spotify.
Yeah, because we haven't checked that in a while. I think I'm out of hoops that they've given me directly, but who knows?
You know, if we're not on there by yet, I should probably prod somebody and say, hey, WTF.
Yeah.
Because they're like the last one.
But,
as usual, the other group we need to thank, though.
Bacchus and Barleycorn. Bacchus and
Barleycorn. They are sponsoring us again this year. They are a fantastic group to work with because it's small business that is really passionate about home fermentation, whether it's beer or meat or wine or cider, kombucha,
cheese, and yogurt.
Yeah, koji or sake or all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
distilling, even if it's not necessarily legal in your state or the state they're located in. Wink, wink.
No, I just will say no more.
Yeah, they got it all, and they're really interested. They are passionate about it. If you need not only the equipment or the ingredients or the recipes itself, but advice.
Yeah, a little bit of mentorship. Yeah. Right.
They are a fantastic group to reach out to and say, hey, Jake, and or your buddies, what do you know about XYZ? Hey, I'm having issues with blank. I'm thinking about this.
They got it. They know it. And if they don't, they know it. They know exactly where to look for it.
We have a lot of expertise on mead just from having done this for a while and from having goofed around and tried a bunch of stuff and continuing to try.
Yeah. And you know,
but the profile for them is broader.
Yeah.
Because
no less in depth.
Yeah.
And no less in depth.
For sure.
But so now we're now in March and we're looking at like 2 weeks for Valkyrie.
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting real close. So I think, hey, Tanner, next week, we will drink the mead that you gave us a year and change ago, or nearly a year ago. I'm not sure exactly.
We'll check the bottle. We haven't done that yet. You know,
I know you bottled it and told us to wait a year from the bottle on date, and I know it's not been quite that much yet. So
we're trying to, you know, obey the instructions of the maker here. So bear with us. We're going to get to it. I'm looking forward to it personally.
Same.
Because of you, Tanner, I made my own Earl Grey mead. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And I want to do more.
I had a few suggested tweaks, but it was very enjoyable. And I think next round, you're going to knock it out of the park. But
yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You are going to knock it out of the park. And hey, speaking of next round, Let's talk about the meat of the day.
Let's not talk about that because we didn't mention the Meat House discount code.
2 weeks in a row, we've forgotten that nearly.
And Jake, please forgive us. I'm sorry. You know, but
I'll cut off my pinky if I need to. No, I won't.
No, that was them. But MHP10
gets you 10% off any order on Box and Barleycorn's website. Their prices are already real competitive because they have to be this day and age. But that gets you 10% off. That tells Jake you're benefiting from this. That tells us you're benefiting from this. That saves you some money. That, you know, hey, everybody is winning in this one.
And so, it's so nice.
Right. Take advantage of it. If you're given the opportunity, if you need something you can't find elsewhere, it's the perfect opportunity. So back to the meat of the day, the topic of the show. This
is the meat of the day.
Right. This is a repeated batch for me at the Shouse house here. This is my wife's favorite sangria mead. So I'm going to go ahead and pour this out, and I'll let you take the lead with the look, the taste, the smell, because I know all about this. This is probably...
Okay, it's got a deep red-brown color. I mean, I can't see through it. It is dark, and it's awesome.
Now, I think, if I remember right, this is probably a vintage 2021, 2022. This is before we moved to this house.
Wow.
So I think it's 2021. It could have been, like, right as we moved here, but I think it's got a few years behind it.
I'm getting some of the fruit from smell of that. I don't get any honey on my smell. I smell a little bit of sweet, but it's not honey sweet. It's just a sweet.
Mm-hmm. And that tracks.
But I got a good blend of fruit in there. I don't know what fruits you put in.
So the primary on this is going to be that Vintner's Choice Blackberry Fruit Wine base. Okay. But that's also contrasted. The basis of this... And this is not exactly a piment. This is not exactly a melomel. You would call it a melomel because, you know, a piment is still a melomel because it's all fruit, right?
Yeah.
This is honey. This is fruit. This is wine. So we used a Vintner's Choice Blackberry wine kit made for 5 gallons and a Wine Expert 1 gallon Merlot kit.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Together to make a 6 gallon batch.
Okay. So I, well.
And then once we got that 6 gallons together, we bumped it with honey, a lighter honey. I want to say, I can't remember if this was a wildflower or I got into the orange blossom with this. I want to say this was a wildflower, this batch. I know the batch we are about to do the final, like, format tasting and, like, sweetening and stuff on that we'll talk about towards the end of this episode. Mm-hmm. I want to say that one's a Florida orange blossom, but. This one, I think, was a wildflower.
Okay. No, I just tasted it. It's very fruit forward. I really like it. The blackberry is really coming up, but that's because the Merlot is underlying its support structure.
Well, there's other fruit behind this, too, which is important.
But, I don't know about the other fruits you have.
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
But yeah, the base of this is a blackberry wine mix and a Merlot.
I taste the blackberry. I can taste other fruitiness. I thought it came from the Merlot until you said there's other fruit in here, but this is... For being, what, 5 years old?
4 to 5, yeah.
Yeah, you know, this held up really well. Mm-hmm. This is really nice.
This, you stabilized it, treated it nice, took it through the process, and yeah, this is probably the third or fourth iteration on this one we've done over the years.
I will say that, you know, it has a very full mouthfeel. Mm-hmm. I mean, it hits the whole tongue pretty much at the same time. But the front of the tongue has more sweet. The back of the tongue has the tannin bite. And the middle is where all that fruit is just sitting.
I get some of the acidity around the edges, too, for this one. And that's kind of by design. But so.
Yeah, nice.
The basis of this, and this is the same is true, whether it's this one we're drinking now or the one that my wife and I are about to do, like the final. We've got it under... the sorbate and the metabisulfite to do with the stabilization, just letting that 24 hours pass because
time is away
from us. Yeah. And then we're going to do the back sweetening and bottling and all that stuff. But the process for this, we start with the 5 gallon mix of the Vintner's Best Blackberry and the 1 gallon mix for the Merlot. Add those together, add the water, and then we add enough honey to get to 1025, 1.025, which is about 12% ABV.
That's lighter than we usually get, but
shy,
yeah.
Little shy.
Okay.
But I like round numbers. So then we pitch 71B, the old workhorse. It's great for especially dark fruits. We got blackberry, we got red grapes, perfect for it. And we let it sit. We let it do the fermentation. The real trick to making a sangria mead, even though we've got the wine and the fruit, is the backswing, that last few steps.
Okay.
And so that's where we're getting to about now with this next version. There have been some times where I've been through oaking it. I think I oaked this one just a little bit with a medium toast, but
I can't taste it, but it may contribute to the roundness, but
right. It's not something you're looking for, like an oaky flavor to.
yeah.
I think the Merlot kit also includes like an oak dust kind of stuff that is not.
On.
That's what you find at a lot of wine kits. They have
Okay.
their oak additives are more of a like powdery, dusty format than a full like beans or chips or whatever. But yeah, I might have oaked this one maybe a quarter of an ounce per gallon for a week or two, but it was not something where I was looking for the oaky flavor so much as just that roundness, fullness of the tannin and mouthfeel to
Okay.
bring it through. You already get a fair amount of tannin from the blackberry,
Oh
right?
yeah, that
Because it's
it's blackberry. It's got
right.
a ton of it.
With the vintner's best, you don't get the skins, but you still get a fair amount of juice and the goodness of it. It's a very good product, so you get a good base right then and there.
That's why I use vintner because very reliable.
So yeah, no, the real part where you're making this shine is that last step, the back sweetening, the sugars, things like that. And that is the trick. Now, with sangria, with a lot of sangria recipes, cognac is a regular additive.
Okay.
In this case, I don't think I added any cognac.
Okay.
In previous batches, I had a, if you're familiar with like Grand Marnier, it's like
Yeah.
an orange flavored cognac. That I think plays real nice in a fruity kind of sangria mead.
That would.
You need a little of the citrus to bump the acidity and get it kind of all into balance. We've got other stuff going into balance in this one we will talk about specifically, but I've done a little bit of the Grand Marnier or whatever brand of that I've had before. In this one, we actually used fruit juice concentrates.
Really?
We went to the fruit juice concentrate section of the supermarket.
There's a little cylinder.
Yeah,
Okay.
the cylinders you make do, you add like two or three times the amount of water to whatever you add from the thawed frozen juice. Yes. And we didn't use whole cans in any case.
Oh,
We
okay.
came home with like four or five different varieties and went, okay, well, some pineapple would be good in this. So we add like maybe a quarter of a can of pineapple. We added a little lime, just a little, because lime is powerful.
Yeah, that lime can.
We added maybe half of a can of just the fruit punch, or was it maybe it was something involving kiwi, but I don't remember exactly what it might have been a kiwi lemonade, it might have been a kiwi strawberry kiwi. I don't remember precisely, but we had I want to say four or five different cans that we were just kind of playing with. And okay, well, let's try a little of this. We need some acidity, so let's add some more lime.
So did you write all this down?
I did, and then I moved.
No, then you moved. Okay, well, yeah.
But each batch is a little different, so I anticipate my flavor preference, my wife's flavor preference. Granted, we both kind of have to agree on this during this whole process in the first place. We're going to refine these flavors as we go. I can't speak for my wife, but generally when I'm adding these little like bits of concentrate, whether it's the lime or the pineapple or the fruit punch, I'm looking for that balance of like the fruity, the sweet, the acid. Tannin, you can't really get a lot out of just a fruit juice concentrate, but those three you're getting. And then you kind of go, okay, well, is this right? Do I need more of this, more of that? Because I know I can always add a little more honey to bring up the sweet later. And with the this round through, like I said, I think I I think we started with the Florida citrus orange blossom honey. I'm pretty sure
I thought you could
that's
do that in the next round.
well, this round that we were about to do,
Okay, yeah.
not this round that we're drinking now.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry. Let me take that over. This round that we're about to do, the we're waiting on the last probably what less than 12 hours at this point to be able to do the fine-tuned flavor additions. We've got Florida orange blossom malt, so we're going to get a little bit more of the citrus flavor to it, but it's not the acidity; it's more of the extra
The brightness.
character to it.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure brightness is the right word for it. It's brightness. Part of that is just the acid pop on your tongue,
Yeah.
so it's a little hard to say. But this is probably like the fourth or fifth, if not sixth, iteration I've done on this one. I've lost track.
You've done this one about as many times as I've done my blackberry vanilla.
Probably.
Yeah.
This is we started with a what was it? It's not the Wine Expert brand. Island Mist is the name of the brand, but it's by the same company.
Okay.
It was an Island Mist sangria kit that we just added honey to. Because the Island Mist kit, I want to say their prospective ABV is like 6 or 8%. They basically you are making a wine cooler. And we just added enough honey to make a mead that was strong. And my wife liked the flavor okay, but it could have been more fruity. That was iteration one. And then we tried other stuff. We tried, the canned blackberry fruit mixes and stuff like that. And finally, around iteration three or four was when the first Vintner's Best was on the market. And I was like, blackberry? There we go. That's the one to try. So,
I reckon the same one I tried. The same thing I tried when I first started on that.
I mean, blackberry is a popular fruit for a reason.
Yeah, well, it's called King of Fruit for a reason. But anyway, so you had more fruit second time. Was it enough fruit that time?
Yeah, that time, we're once we get to that last little the fruit juice concentrate kind of.
Did you start fruit juice concentrate on that, on the second one or the first one?
Actually, the fruit juice concentrate we might have done on the second one. The first one we just pretty much had the honey and the Island Mist. The
Okay,
second one we
gotcha.
were working with other stuff and was like, okay, well, we got to do something. And I think this was when I was already on the podcast and somebody had mentioned, oh yeah, no, if you need more apple flavor in your sizer, just use apple juice concentrate, which is where I got the idea for this.
Okay.
So.
Probably gonna do that on my next apple pie meat. Just throw some apple juice concentrate in.
It works so well. It's not even fair because yeah, you get the concentrated apple flavor. You get a little sugariness from the concentrated apple juice. So yeah, this is we're getting ready to do another one. This is much as I would love to say my braggots, like the my whipped beer braggot, is the most consistently brewed one. I'm the only one drinking this. My wife, on the other hand, this is the one that she will reach for when. Oh, me and my coworkers have a hard had had a hard day at work. We need to just chill, or we're gonna. Oh, I'm gonna invite some girls over to do a paint party, and we're just gonna paint some pictures and drink and do girl chat and stuff like that. Like me, I'm kind of a prolific drunk. My wife, on the other hand, has friends,
Yeah,
so it's just more mouths to feed. This one we've made several times. We continue to tweak it a little bit. Every time is a little bit different, but I think for the moment, as long as the Vintner's Best and the Wine Expert 1 gallon Merlot are continually available, I think we've hit a good like base for this. And it's a matter of like the little side notes and the little fruit bits that really will determine, what the look of it is.
Now you brought up you provided the Merlot kit. Now that Merlot kit, I actually made that once upon a time.
Really?
If I knew you were going to talk about Merlot, I knew you were talking about your sangria. I didn't know Merlot was involved, but I made the Merlot kit. I still have two bottles, and this was
You just made it as Merlot?
it was straight Merlot,
No Pyment or anything of the sort?
just the Merlot. I
Interesting.
can bring that over next week, and we can.
Well, we have Tanner's meat to drink this week, but
Oh, you know, that's darn. Two.
Two bottles of alcohol for grown men to drink?
Can we dig that? I can dig
I'll allow
that.
it. I can be
Rally.
magnanimous.
Rally.
It doesn't hurt that we went out for Mexican food before this and I had a margarita or
Yeah,
two.
well.
That might be obvious. We'll see when I go to
Oh, yeah, well, you're in like what, 2 weeks or so, we're gonna get hurt.
Yeah, no kidding. I, you know, was it last week or last year or the year before that I thought, hey, let's just bring the microphone to Minneapolis
That
and
was
we'll try
last
to,
year.
yeah, we'll try to record. And then I went, oh God,
No,
oh,
can't,
I'm
no.
slurring and stupid all the time. What do? Oh,
Actually, we've been asked to bring the microphone this time, though.
have we?
That didn't Josh or Justin, guy running it,
Josh.
Josh, didn't he say he wanted to put something in? He wanted to talk about things.
I don't recall, but
I'll look back at my emails. That could be entirely wrong.
I mean, yeah, more power
It's
to
not like
him.
it's a big setup at this point, so.
No, we plunk a microphone out on the table whenever we get 10 minutes. I mean, but when Josh was just doing judging coordinators, he was always running amok and crazy
Oh, he's going to
busy.
be doing so much, but
He's going to be even worse this year,
yeah, because
but
now he's doing more. But I thought that came up at one point, but nonetheless,
yeah,
I made a
let's.
Merlot, just a straight Merlot. It is probably 5 to 6 years old. I mean, actually, I had an alert come up on my social media. Hey, you remember when you posted this meme? Oh, wow, I found these bottles in, and I'm saying, and they're just covered in dust when I found them. They're just so they're easily 5, 6 years old.
You know what, bud? I also have a red that, like, I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was during COVID when I was working at Bacchus. So it was at least 5 years, if not maybe six at this point. And Jackie had a red wine. I can't remember. I want to say it was like a one of those limited edition kits. Like this might have been a. I want to say it's like a Chilean or South American Malbec kind of an idea. I just found three bottles of that. Maybe next time.
We can pull old
You
bottles out.
grab your Merlot. I'll grab my. I'll figure out what I have.
Yeah, I'm gonna figure out what I have too. I
And
mean, I
then we'll
guess.
talk about Pimots.
Okay, so payment sounds like a good thing to talk about.
Because I'm pretty sure either in my attic or my basement, wherever a lot of my packed up from the move kits went, I've got a couple wine kits that we could do something with that I just haven't gotten around to yet.
Yeah, I typed in the actual definition of Pyman and I misspelled it, but I came up anyway. Thank goodness my computer knows me. Yeah, but it's just grape mead, right?
It's a mead wine hybrid.
Mead wine hybrid, okay.
And I mean, we really the time to talk about Pimots would have been in the fall when the wine harvest was hitting, but wine kits make them, you know,
Yeah.
the wine making thing available any time of year.
Yeah,
Those are
just
really
like all the
important
other
for
vintner stuff.
me.
Yeah. I
Exactly.
mean, we were
So,
talking about when we got off air last week, we were talking about dandelion.
yes, yeah.
And the vintner's got a dandelion syrup.
And God, it's the right time for that. Plus, months ago when we were looking through my Mountain Rose box of herbs and spices and stuff, I've got the dandelion root and burdock root that I keep saying I need to do something with. I need to do something with
Yeah,
it.
and last week we talked about have the long pepper. There's stuff we got right now we can just run with, man.
We need to grab your 10-gallon fermenter. We need to make 10 gallons of mead, and we need to bust this out into single quart jars so we can make all of the damn.
We'll have to get more quart jars. That's 40 quart jars.
I don't need details. I
Okay,
just
sorry.
need mead.
Okay, fine. Yeah. My apologies. Wow. Okay, so. What shelf are we going to build to put all this on? Because that's going to take some space, my friend.
That's gonna be a space issue. You're right. You're right.
But I'm not opposed to this, mind you. I'm not. I'm in on this. But yeah.
We also never got around to doing distillation stuff like we were talking about. And it's getting into spring. It's not
Yeah.
winter much longer. But that was supposed to be my winter project, and I've never.
Wait,
Son of a.
the list just gets complicated.
And we don't cross it off nearly as fast as we add to it.
No, it's what was it that one author said to me? Ideas are easy, stories are hard. Ideas are easy for this, making them takes time. But no, but we have got all kinds of older things we've made.
Yes.
And actually, when my daughter got married years ago, I made 14 gallons of my blackberry vanilla for her
Yes.
and took all the excess stuff I had that had a label or didn't. And unfortunately, this is when I learned how important writing down a recipe was, because there was that one I literally put mystery bottle, question marks, put mystery bottle on it because I had no information whatsoever. And you tried it for me to see what you identified. There was nothing identifiable about it, and I'll never know what I had in it.
Yeah, no, it was a, there had it could have been an oxidized trad, it could have been a lighter fruit, it could have been a number of things with,
It was pretty good.
it was good. I couldn't put a finger on it.
Yeah,
It had
man.
a little age to it, whether it was the oxidization or just like, kind of stuff toning down in texture and contrast, but
Yeah. So my next question, do we need to find a warehouse space to just have a mad lab in at this point? Because we both have a lot of stuff in our houses. We both do.
I just don't want to commute. I'm spoiled to work from home at this point, Like
Okay.
I'm that type of person, like when it comes to driving home, I'm speeding because I'm late for home.
Yeah, I got you, got you. So, do I have to get out my handkerchief and say, "Hey, does this smell like
Chloroform?
chloroform?"
Well, contrary to movies, chloroform takes about 5 minutes to take effect, so you better be holding it for a while. I'm gonna fight you for it.
I appreciate that, but if I manage to get that chloroform around your mouth and nose, I probably got a good shot.
I'm kind of down for a fight anyways.
Well, we met sword fighting, so yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. But anyway, so yeah, but this might end up being a shorter episode,
Little
but
bit.
yeah, but that sometimes the things we okay, be honest, the last show with the spicy things to make things
The heat.
bringing the
Yeah.
heat. I didn't think we had as long as we did.
No,
This
it.
one I thought we had longer than we did. So.
Right. This one felt like it would be. Unfortunately, the primary and secondary, we went through in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
The what makes this a unique process really is where it deviates from the basic stuff. And
But also,
yes.
again, this is why you have to write down everything, guys, because if you've gone through, Jeff went through five, six reiterations so far.
And
If he didn't write this down, he wouldn't know what he did the last time.
the last three iterations have been basically with the same like base set of, hey, blackberry vintner's best kit and 1 gallon Merlot kit. So we get that base right. Prior to that, we did a different stuff, and each iteration is changing. I think this is a lesson in, building iterations,
Yeah.
building on success.
And Tracy, who mentors me a bit,
Yeah.
gave me some of her recipes. She her only requirement was if you make something better than mine, you have to share me your recipe. Which I've talked to her about what she does too for experimentation. Multiple single gallons of the same thing made 2% differently each time. And she, this is a lady who's won every award there is in fermentation and distilling that I know of. Mean, she was queen of beer 2 years in a row in a
That's
women's beer contest.
not nothing.
Yeah, it's not nothing. She's phenomenally good. Very proud to have met her. I met her by, I made a chocolate mead, and it was the best one I tasted that day.
That and she's also like professionally a graphic designer, so her labels are cute as fuck.
They're not just cute, they're amazing. She gets like colors in there I didn't know you could make on a printer.
I wish I had that talent just to do like my own level of labels for a lark,
Yeah, that.
not even professionally, just I need some kind of label for my wife's sangria. Let me burp, burp, burp. Here's something cute, and it looked half as good as that,
Oh, it
right?
would be awesome.
Ah,
But yeah, that is what she does,
the
but
talented artists in the world make me so. Ooh.
yeah, but I'm glad they're there.
Yes.
But anyway, guys.
This is not rage. This is jealousy. Straight up.
Yeah, it is. I think I'm going to call this off with you, Jeff, today, because we've come from going over it, and we can have a short episode. I mean,
yeah,
this is the most short episode we've had ever.
It's not the first ever. We've had a few half-hour episodes, but this is clocking about a half an hour.
No, and that's okay.
I mean, we are getting into the later hours because we did this after dinner instead of, like, in the middle of the afternoon, like usual, too.
Yeah,
so usual. Maybe this is... Hey, we'll be back next week. We'll have some Piment talk, and we'll have a little meat from Tanner to sample, see how that went. And very soon, we will be heading up to Minneapolis to...
For the...
Valkyrie's Horn.
Valkyrie's Horn, yes. Still look forward to that. I mean, yes. Oh, man. The trials we go through for this.
I know, right?
It's just, it's so tough.
I mean, and if anybody else besides, you know, like Tanner did, wants to, you know, send us home with a few bottles.
By all means.
That you might happen to have, like, sitting around.
Yeah.
You could definitely end up getting talked about on the episode, because I get shipments from Sap House and Apigard from time to time. I know Chris is working on getting some orders sent from a couple other meteries too.
Yeah.
But there is always room in the rotation, guys.
And we would love to talk about yours.
Yes.
We really would.
I think a homebrewer versus a professional.
Homebrew.
Yeah.
I'll take it every time.
So let's get some swagger to the homebrew guys. So if you guys are going to be down and you have a mead that you wouldn't mind sparing,
shoot us. Send it our way. We'll give you full credit for it and give you honest review.
For sure.
Jeff, nice to be here with you.
Chris.
Thanks for the sangria mead.
Cheers, buddy.
Happy meeting everybody.